So you're an organizer for the Criminalization and Punishment Education Project. I would love it if you could tell me a little bit more about what that project means. Like, what's the goal?
Yeah, so for CPEP, it's about educating and making active change towards the ultimate goal of abolition. So that's through like educating on the harms of incarceration, the harms of prison and policing, and trying to do work within the community, working with folks who have been criminalized and making sure we amplify their voices, really advocating and supporting those who have been criminalized. Other initiatives, like right now, we're currently in Kempville. We're trying to stop a prison from being built. So they're currently trying to build a prison in Kempville, which is without any prior consultation to those who lived in Kempville. Also, a prison is just not necessary. An entirely new prison that's going to take millions of dollars away from like investing in actual community safety and healthcare and education. So it's about kind of just informing folks or like trying to disrupt that process of the expansion of the carceral system.
And if you could, like, take me back to when you joined, like how long have you been with the group and what made you want to join?
Back in my undergrad at Carleton, I was in criminology and I had heard of CPEP. I think this might have been around the starting of COVID and the murder of George Floyd and everything like that, where it was very much like a very present prison and policing issues around that were being more discussed and it was more prominent. So I was taking an interest and that's kind of where I first learned about abolition and exactly what that meant. And I started to want to learn more. And I think I just found CPEP through Instagram and I started following them and I really wanted to get involved because I wanted to participate and try to make concrete action.
And the group is like super engaged with the community, hosting these events and conducting research and publishing reports. But in particular, we're talking about the Propagation for Abolition event that's going on tomorrow. I would like it if you could just tell me a little bit about that.
So I also, alongside my interest in abolition and my passion towards abolition, I also love plants. That's my other passion. So I work at Plant and Curia, which is a plant store in Ottawa. And in the past few years, I've like grown my hobby and everything around plants. And I found that there's actually kind of like an overlap in those communities of like folks who love plants and like social justice. I actually held this event this time last year and I got so much support and so much community and there's a lot of solidarity and like folks who come out not necessarily like knowing exactly what CPEP is or exactly knowing about abolition, but still wanting to support people. So last year was just very positive. So I thought I would run it again this year. And it's to raise funds towards a couple of CPEP initiatives, but there's Prisoner's Justice Day on August 10th. Which is acknowledging everyone who's died at the hands of the state while incarcerated. And it's a day of remembering that and reflecting on how prisons cause harm. And we're going to be hosting an event that day as well. It's going to be a vigil at the Human Rights Monument on Elgin. And there's going to be folks there who have been previously incarcerated, family members, and other folks just discussing and bringing awareness to PJD. So the Propagations for Abolition is going to be raising funds like predominantly for that. And it's just, I find plants to be a really great way to bring community because people just are so happy to like exchange plants. And like a lot of the propagations I'm getting are actually from folks in the community, which is great. Just putting that call out and seeing like how many people want to be involved has been really nice.
And thinking about how like people who care for plants also care for justice issues. And I noticed that too, but I kind of want to pull on like, why do you think that is?
It's a lot of people in like their 20s and like early 30s. I think that like plants kind of being, I mean, given the state of the world and everything, like people aren't really having kids or even are able to really own pets. So it's like plants are kind of like the next step where I feel like Gen Z and like even millennials, we just love plants. We care for like our pets or children. I don't know how to describe that. So I think there's just that care that goes in, that daily care, that empathy and that kind of connectivity that you have to like your plants. You have to be a person that respects and cares about taking care of other things and other people. At least that's what I've found. So I think that there's definitely an overlap there, I guess, in that way of just that attribute being there of caring and being an attentive person.
The Gen Z thing, like you said, it's like growing up and knowing that the world is kind of on fire and that's just kind of how it was left defined.
Yeah.
It's nice to look around your home and your living space and still see that there are green things too.
Yeah. yeah, like seeing life around you and just, yeah. The plant community is actually very interactive and community oriented as well. Like there's so many groups on Facebook and people actively trading plants or giving their cuttings away for free. And just, it's like a love language to kind of give away your plants and trade plants. So it's just also like a very community oriented hobby, even though it can be like very individual, like having plants in your own space.
And so tomorrow they're a big part of the fundraising. And I wanted to ask about like what the goal of the fundraising was.
Yeah, so the funds will be going to Prisoners Justice Day and like honorariums towards those folks who will be speaking to compensate them for their time. And so I think that's predominantly the goal for the funds and just towards that event. And then after that, I think it's going to go towards other CPAP initiatives, depending on how much fundraising we really get. Yeah, other CPAP initiatives like the Kempville Project.
Mm. And then it's kind of part of what we mentioned before, just more people being engaged in conversations like this. But I was thinking about how it's plant cuttings and it's happening at a cafe. It feels like cozy and normal. And I wanted to know if you, working at CPAP, have found that this conversation has become a little more normalized.
It definitely has. I think just taking up community spaces like that and just engaging in those conversations. Like I said, there's like some people who come to the event, they hear about it. Last year, they heard about the event, but didn't necessarily know that much about CPAP, but we're still like willing to listen and willing to think about Prisoners Justice Day, what that means, and kind of reflect a bit more on that. I just think once you really start thinking about prisons and policing, like we see it all the time, there's more like social media presence on like harm caused by police and prisons. It's very much there. And I think that it's in more spaces of conversation. So I think it's important to take up community spaces and be open to having those dialogues. And sometimes it's through different things like a plant sale that bring people together.
I think there's a lot of work behind it too. So I want to know, from your perspective, what kind of makes it worth it?
I just like to feel like I can do something. It's hard to feel like you as a singular person can make effective change or support others or do something for your community. And I just found that this is the way that I can do that. I was like, I know plants, I can do this. I can fundraise a bit. And even that, hopefully that makes like a small impact somewhere. And it just makes me happy. And I like all of it, like meeting people who are excited about plants and also who want to learn more about CPAP, who are already very passionate as well about abolition and want to also contribute in certain ways. That also just definitely makes it all worth it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.